This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Discrimination linked to early HIV prevention dropout among sex workers in Zambia. Women who engage in sex work in Zambia experiencing chronic discrimination are 65% more likely to discontinue HIV prevention medication within 3 months, according to research published in BMJ Global Health. The study of 262 participants in Lusaka reveals how stigma creates barriers to sustaining pre-exposure prophylaxis, PrEP, despite sex workers facing a 21-fold higher risk of HIV acquisition than the general population. 28.2% of women sex workers experienced high levels of chronic discrimination in Lusaka. Stigma prevalence among women sex workers in Lusaka. Multiple forms of discrimination affect PrEP adherence. 2023 study data, chronic discrimination 28.2%. PrEP stigma 22.5%, HIV stigma 20.2%. Source BMJ Global Health 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Discrimination drives medication discontinuation. The prospective cohort study, conducted between July and October 2023, found that women experiencing chronic discrimination had an adjusted prevalence ratio of 1.65 for early PrEP discontinuation compared to those without such experiences. Dr. Catherine Koss, lead researcher at the University of California, San Francisco, and colleagues tracked 296 participants who initiated oral PrEP at community health hubs. Among the 262 women with complete electronic medical records, 32.2% of early discontinuers reported high chronic discrimination compared to 27.1% of those who maintained regular refill visits. The discrimination was primarily attributed to being identified as a sex worker, according to the study findings. Multiple stigma types affect adherence. The research identified three distinct forms of stigma affecting PrEP persistence. Beyond chronic discrimination at 28.2%, PrEP-specific stigma affected 22.5% of participants, while HIV-related stigma impacted 20.2%. The World Health Organization has identified stigma as a key barrier to HIV prevention services globally. Study participants had a median age of 24 years, with 88.5% having no employment outside sex work and 7.6% living in extreme poverty. The research was conducted through partnership between community-based organizations and Zambia's Ministry of Health, reflecting collaborative approaches to addressing key population health needs. Intervention strategies needed urgently. The findings highlight critical gaps in current PrEP delivery models for marginalized populations. Women who engage in sex work globally face disproportionate HIV risks, yet existing prevention programs often fail to address the social determinants that influence medication adherence. The study's community-based participatory research approach, involving both transgender and cisgender women, provides insights into how stigma operates across different experiences of sex work. These findings complement broader research on health equity challenges facing marginalized populations in sub-Saharan Africa. Chronic discrimination was significantly associated with early PrEP discontinuation, with an adjusted prevalence ratio of 1.65, 95% CI 1.7 to 2.4. Dr. Catherine Koss, University of California, San Francisco, BMJ Global Health, 2024. Key takeaways: nearly one-third of women sex workers in Lusaka experience high levels of chronic discrimination. Discrimination increases early PrEP discontinuation risk by 65% within 3 months. Multiple overlapping stigmas affect HIV prevention adherence in key populations. Frequently asked questions: why do women sex workers have higher HIV risks? Women who engage in sex work face a 21-fold greater risk of HIV acquisition than the general population due to multiple factors, including biological vulnerability, structural inequities, and limited access to prevention services. Criminalization and stigma often prevent access to healthcare and safe working conditions. What is PrEP and how effective is it? Pre-exposure prophylaxis, PrEP, involves taking antiretroviral medication daily to prevent HIV infection. When taken consistently, PrEP reduces HIV risk by more than 90% according to clinical trials, but real-world effectiveness depends on sustained adherence. How can discrimination be reduced in healthcare settings? Evidence-based approaches include training healthcare providers on bias reduction, implementing non-discriminatory policies, and integrating peer support services. Community-based delivery models can help bypass institutional barriers that perpetuate stigma. This research underscores the urgent need for stigma reduction interventions integrated into PrEP delivery programs. As global health initiatives expand HIV prevention services, addressing the social determinants that drive discontinuation will be essential for achieving equitable health outcomes among marginalized populations. Source: Enhancing PrEP Persistence, Understanding Stigma and Discrimination Among Women Who Engage in Sex Work in Lusaka, Zambia.